6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Woo! All right. As you can see, I'm charged up. Welcome, everyone. Hate to break it to you, Jamie Kennedy here. New spring in my step, new hat, new shirt. Why? Jamie, why are you so pumped up even though I'm tired? Well, it's because I just came back from ChumpCon. Yes, and for those of you who know, I have many different pockets of life in which I live. One is the stand-up comedy world, the other is podcast world, the other is the acting world, the other is my game show world, conspiracy world, and another one is ChumpCon world, which is Jeff Lewis. I do his show quite often. Now it's becoming almost every week. And it's on Sirius XM, and it's been an amazing experience. And I think we hit a new level this weekend. He decided to throw his own con, which was a brilliant idea. Him and his team, Michael and Liz, and it was absolutely incredible. And people have been asking me, what is the difference between ChumpCon and a regular con? And I've been really thinking about it, but I wanted to get it out while it's fresh in my head. And the big difference is complete immersiveness. So as you know, I do a lot of cons now. I did them before, and then I stopped in like 2016. You know, they were few and far between, and I would, you know, get like a baby guarantee, and hopefully you'd sign enough autographs to make the guarantee. And then I just started feeling like, you know, I was the last sailor in line behind the whore, and, you know, I would go, and you're sitting there like I fried fish. You know the drill. So, you know, I was like bummed out, so I stopped doing them. And then in 2019, I got a call, and I got a new representation, and then Scream got hot, and the con circuit started getting bigger. And then after the COVID, the con circuit went absolutely bananas. Scream went out, became bananas. And the con circuit has really become just a huge thing with the decline of Hollywood. Like I say before, we are living, breathing throwback Thursdays. People are seeing us in person, somebody that you love from a movie or a TV show or a cartoon that you've done, and you sign a piece of memorabilia for them, and they see it right there. They pay you right there, and that's it. And they're incredible, incredible. So this was a different version of that. Very different. I believe the world, everyone's having their own little communities they've created, their own little fiefdoms. You know, people are doing cruises with groups, or, you know, they're doing weekend campaways or whatever. So everyone has their little group. So here's, you know, and Jeff has a wildly rabid following. Wildly rabid. Beautiful people. So I want to explain the differences between the con worlds. First of all, is that when you go to a convention, there's a lot of similarities, but then there's a lot of differences. So when you go to a basic autograph convention, you go to either a pop culture convention, which is more stars of all types of pop culture. You know, sometimes you go to these pop culture conventions and people, not even just cartoon voice actors, but like anime, like actors from Crunchyroll, if you know what that is, will have the biggest line out of anyone, any of legacy star. And this person may not have mainstream success, but they have such a huge following because people voraciously consume their content. And, you know, there's some of the biggest stars, the biggest lines I saw a couple cons ago from a YouTube cartoon. I forget what it was called, Dead Hotel or something. Massive, right? And these are cons that have like Jude Law at them, to me, who's a massive mainstream movie star. Not saying he wasn't have a huge line too. So when you go to one type of con, there's expos that are all types, a little bit of everybody. They're more family friendly, mixed with all types of genres. Then you've got horror cons, which are more, you know, just horror world. Some, you know, I do get comedy, so some people will ask for some comedy signatures from, you know, Malibu and Kicking It Old School stuff, but mostly it's horror. And then there's like, you know, sometimes there's like something with Tattoo Festival mixed in with it, and that's a little bit more skews to the horror. But basically, there's all these different cons. And when you go to these cons, you go and you pay for an entry fee into the con. And then depending on what photo op you want or how many days you're going to be there, that's another pay. And then how many photos or a group photo or singular photo, how many of that will affect your price. And then when you go to the table, that's another price. And then usually your interaction with the celebrity is if it's a huge line for somebody, you get a ticket for your time to go and you go in line. If you can buy a fast pass, that's another upsell. You can just pay a general admission for one day and see where you get. There's all different tiers to this, but let's say you buy for 3 days and you buy a fast pass, and you buy multiple photo ops with each celebrity that you want. You want five celebrities. I mean, you're out thousands of dollars, but you know, it's worth it if you love consuming pop culture. You know, people love it. They save all year. Some people just love to do it. It depends, you know, people really save all their money for this. So we try to give them the best experience possible. But when you come to a table, you pretty much autograph is one. Add a selfie, that's another fee. A single photo op, that's another fee. A group photo op is another fee. So it's a quick hi-bye, a good conversation at the table. You should get it. A couple minutes, Some people just like it, sign it, and they move on. They're collectors. Other people don't know what to say. Other people come and they'll just talk and talk and talk. Other people will let you lead. And then, as you feel their energy, you hang out with them more. If my line is very low and people are there and I can see they're having a great time, you know, I'm going to give them as much time as they want. If my line is kind of busy, you know, I try to give them as much time as I can allow within that window. But that's more like a service. Here's what it is. You're meeting somebody. You're meeting me. This was from the movie. A piece of memorabilia from a movie from a particular actor. You're meeting that actor, but you're meeting him and wanting or her to sign something. Or just a picture to say, hey, I met that person. He's one of my favorite people from Ghost Whisperer. Or, oh, I remember his character on the Cleveland show. You know, different things like that. And it's much more a kind of like a transactional. It's a great thing, but it's not like a hang. You know what I mean? When between photo ops, you know, they don't encourage you to take pictures with people on the floor. Because, you know, that's kind of what the whole weekend is, you know, and they want you to do it there and then, you know, or sign stuff for people on the floor because, you know, that's literally what you're doing. You're there for that business, which I understand. I guess the most time you might get to know the person is if you go to their panel and they have a panel, but you're not going to get to know them. You know, if you're going to go see Mark Hamill, who had the biggest weekend of anyone ever, I heard, you know, it's a ticket, it's a signature, it's a hello. You know, if you pay for your selfie, I don't even know if he allows that. It's that. And then it's his panel. Maybe you're lucky enough to get a question in if he takes them from the audience. If not, you're hearing it from that. And that's it. And it's a big, but it's a humongous event because he's him. He's Luke Skywalker. He's the father of all modern pop culture. So that is what the cons are. And we stay at the hotel with a lot of people who are also attending the con. So when they're smaller, you'll run into people and you'll see them in the lobby and they'll be chilling and people will be very respectful or will be a friend of a vendor and the vendor will be chilling and, you know, the vendors are just like actors. So it's like, you know, we may take pictures with them only because it's like a swap out, you know. I don't know if I should say that or not, but that it's like it's all the people, but fans or people that consume the con, customers of the con also stay there. And they're usually pretty respectful. Sometimes they'll hang out with the actors and, you know, they'll hang out and, you know, they'll party. People want to party. When it was smaller back in the day, it was like, you know, definitely there was parties and then after parties and you get the drift. That's still happening, but you know, it's become more corporate and, you know, people are, you know, they're just trying to keep it nice and profesh. But, you know, you're always going to have fun times. Hold on one second. Don't leave.
Never, ever, ever under any circumstances say, I'll be right back, because you won't be back.
And those cons, I get nothing up front, no money. And that's why I love my agent, because he said, if I put you on a table and you don't make more money than you're ever made before, I'm not doing my job. And he said, and you can walk away. And so I never, ever, ever take a guarantee. I don't think anyone in his crew does. Because we don't have to. He's only putting us in the best stuff. And he knows what he's doing. And so it's great. And it's less pressure because I hate to have to sell something to make the people, you know, I don't want to be out there having to make a guarantee, you know, I'd like to go. And if I go, I make what I make. And if it's not enough, then that's okay. If I didn't make my guarantee, then I had to, like, I don't want anyone to lose money. You know what I'm saying? So that's the con world that I'm used to. Now, this con was, there's some similarities, but it's completely different. This is a super specific, super curated con. And I think the difference between this con and other cons is it's just super immersive and super intimate. So we go, you know, it's Jeff's world, right? So Jeff has his world and he has his listeners who are called chumps. I don't know the total backstory with it, but I know some guy was like taking a shot and he used it, which is brilliant. And so him and his team decide to create a con, which I think is amazing. You know, I want to say you should do that. Maybe I helped. I want to say I put that idea out there for him. I'm sure he had it as well, but I'm like, dude, it's perfect, right? So we go to the Resorts World, which I never stayed. Incredible property. I know they're having, you know, to fight right now. There's a lot of overhead, but man, the Crockfords, the super win-esque hotel. The Conrad, also an amazing hotel. I got bumped down to the Hilton and I was happy as hell. The Hilton was great. I had a huge bed, beautiful bathroom. I had a beautiful view of the pool. I'm ecstatic. Amazing service. The staff is so helpful. And it's really a beautiful property, a beautiful food hall and a beautiful center bar. In a beautiful other Gatsby bar, amazing restaurants. And at this weekend, it was, I think Carrie Underwood had a last show. There was some other huge event in town. Mr. Beast came after our event and had an event for 3 days. And then our event, which was Jeff's event. And they treated us like kings. They treated him like kings. They put him on the side of the hotel. I mean, that's just massive. He's on the side of the hotel in a rotating digital ad. On the whole strip could see it. Just a massive mural, a digital mural of him and the whole con. And so I don't know enough about the pricing or the tiers. But here's what it is he decided that he wanted to he curated his con and he curated the events and he curated the people with which he wanted to have. And that is why it felt so intimate and so personal. I think people could pay per event or per day, or you're platinum and you get everything, or you could go to the show. There also was a merch table there all weekend where people could buy his merch, my merch, any merch that a chump has. There was a whole merch group, which was incredible. It didn't really have any signatures or anything. It was just about, I believe you could buy Doug Salt. I believe you could, I had Jizz Off there and hats. I believe Jeff has shirts and hoodies. Sarah Colonna, I believe, had hats and stuff. I'm not sure. So there was a lot of different people, and the merch team was incredible. And they were just there, and you knew if you wanted some chump merch, that's where you went. So, but there wasn't really any signing. mostly because no one else asked for any signing. They wanted, which I thought was really cool. They wanted the moments. So we get there and we're all staying at this hotel, and I think that most of the people at the event were also staying at the hotel. But it's a huge property. So I think 450 people showed up. And the hotel has thousands of rooms. So I would see people, like the first day I saw some woman and she's like, "Hello, chump." She's like, "Can I get a picture?" And right away, it is my job. Now, I don't have to, but I look at it as my job. The minute I committed to this convention is I am part of their package, and I'm going to be as gracious as I can be. And they're so respectful. And, you know, you go up and I took my selfie with her and she's like, "I can't wait for the weekend." So, and the difference between other cons is they really don't encourage you to take photos because we're selling them, which I understand. But that's more like goods and services with a interaction on top. This is much more about an experience. No real goods and goods. It's more like goods and an experience, and this is more like an experience services with very little goods. Does that make sense? And, you know, we had a super, super exclusive party, and that was like the first event we did. And it was just, you're literally going in the room with all the people. Everything's comped. You can drink. You get them a drink. No one has to buy anything. It's all part of the package. And you just walk around and people talk to you. They take pictures. And I didn't know what to expect. But the people are so wealthy and paid so much. And they're so happy to be there. And they listen to you every day that they feel connected to you. That they're just so sweet. Now, people at the other conventions are so sweet as well. But they're watching a piece of pop culture that you did, 25 years ago. Or if they saw, CSI or something I did 8 years ago, or, the people that are watching me now that come to the regular cons are like, if they like my pod, those are the people that know me now. Or someone's like, "Oh, I just watched a rerun of Tremors. Will you sign this?" Or "I saw Malibu again." And so it depends on how current they are on your stuff. But this one, it's they listen to you on the radio once a week. They listen to Jeff every day. So this one is like they've, and it's yourself. You're not an actor in it. You're not a personality. You're you. And so they're like, "Oh my God, there's the guy that I listen to in my car as I'm on my way to my office in Boise." Or, "This is Jamie. Oh my gosh, he's got his crazy, stories about when he hit a parked car or something. Oh my God, I remember. He makes me laugh in my office in Albuquerque." This is what happened. People come and they feel like they know you. It's like a pod and they do know you. You're sharing your stuff with them once a week, sometimes more. And they're getting the most up-to-date current stuff. Whereas other cons are more like, "Oh, there's a guy from so-and-so. And oh, I love this guy. He's a piece of pop culture Americana." This is like, "Oh, this is Jamie."
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just best for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
He's chump number X, 19. And so what I'm saying is that if you go to a convention with one, like with a regular con, you may go to one VIP party and then there, I think some of them will let you take photos, but you know, some of them won't. Cause you, again, you do that at the table. That's what the sales are. But you know, I think some of them you can, but you just shake people's hands and say hi, and it's a chance for them to bump elbows with the celebs. This one, it's, you're right there. And then after that one, we go to the welcome VIP. And this is the VIP party, which is less expensive than the super intimate one. And that's just, again, more drinks, more open bar. There's food, and you're taking a lot of pictures. I have to tell you, I'm so grateful. I was so packed with people wanting to take pictures that when I barely made it to the other side of the room. I slowly made my way over. Well, we also did radio the morning before, which was the intimate part of what these cons are. It's what we're known for. So everyone got a little slot, and people could come to that. So even though it's very intimate, I know we're not allowed to have that. But we go to the next party, and it was just, that was like, the first one was an hour, and the next one was 2 hours. And again, it's just taking pictures, it's talking to people, and it's really, really great. It's really just easy. How can you hate people telling you all weekend how much they love you, you know, or bringing up something that happened? And you just take pictures, you talk, you see other chumps, you run, you talk, you might be hanging around talking to somebody and there's a chump here with a group of people. You know, take a picture with the guy and his wife or just his wife. A lot of guys come because their wives are fans, but now they're being converted into fans, which is really nice to see. And then after that was done, so again, immersive experience, another immersive experience. And then we had a karaoke party. And that was another immersive experience. And it was, that was fucking insanely fun. Oh man, that was so fun. And we were in this tight room and I loved it. They loved it. It was like the most VIP booth of any club. And we were just jammed in there like sardines. And we were singing every song. You know, chumps were jumping in. Shane was jumping in. Monica was jumping in. I did some. Judge Lauren. Then some more chumps. Then LaKendra. Like, it was just a mix of everybody. And they had, we were just, it was like the super, super back VIP, which was crazy because it started like 8:30, it was over by 10:30. Like, we could have went until 4 a.m. Just so fun. And again, you're with your favorite chumps and you're doing karaoke with them. You're doing a duet with them. You're taking a picture with them. You're having drinks with them. Very immersive. And then we're done by 10:30, and you can do whatever you want. So, but like all the restaurants close, so we all get slices. Mulberry, shout out, the best, and just completely took care of us all weekend. I got to sign the wall. It was like a badge of honor. And they just took care of us. It was like our spot. We ate mostly Mulberry all weekend. And then we go to the bar, and we were all hanging out, and we were like, we knew we have a big weekend, but that was like, when we started at like 7 a.m., and then we came back, but you know, I'm all jumped up, so I wanted to hang out, and then we did. People gambled a little bit. And then, you know, people are like, oh, we got a big day tomorrow. So I stayed up. Some people had fan socials. That's another thing you can do where you can, but again, it's a paying that you pay for, you know, have coffee with the chump or a drinks or whatever, and you get to more intimate time. That's another thing. I guess there are services with these, but it is a intimate thing. And I didn't do any fan socials this week. I have to drop my price, but I will say that I did hang out with some chumps because I was just hanging out with Alyssa and I'm like, I can't go to bed. And so they were sweet. I would just talk to people and it was fine. It was great. I didn't mind it. You know what I mean? I don't have to. And people were doing that without all of us. You know what I mean? If you want a super one-on-one, that's a fan social. But if we're at the bar and you see a chump and you like have a drink with them and you're sitting down, you want to talk to them, that's all part of the experience. That's not, you have to pay for that. And then, you know, I slept pretty good. Then we had the pool party at noon. And that's another, you know, who paid for that? And then we had the upstairs. And then this amazing Amy chump bought a hall cabana downstairs. And so we had that up and downstairs. And then we had amazing photos. Olivia, Jeff's personal photographers, taking pictures of us that were just incredible. Again, but she took them of us. She took them of the chumps. She took us with the chumps. She took chumps to their own. And that's just, they can have them. You know what I mean? It was very immersive. You're going around from cabana to cabana. We can do whatever we want. People come up. They take a picture. They talk to us. But at this point, they have a lot of pictures. Unless they're different people, they're just there. You know what I mean? There's drinks flowing. Everything's good. I'm telling you, this was so fun this weekend that I almost considered having a drink. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it yet. But I almost considered having a drink. That's how fun it was. And because it was so... Everybody was chill. Do you know what I mean? There's less trauma dumping. There are some trauma dumpers at regular cons. I'm not going to lie. And there's more awkward moments at regular cons. There was really zero awkward moments here. I had no awkward moments all weekend. I had one moment where a lady was a little aggressive and not physically, just a little with her attitude, a teeny bit drunk, right on the verge of being an angry drunk. I said, oh my God, well, I hope you're having a great night. And I got out of there before it got ugly. And as tired as I was and getting, I never, ever had a problem with anyone because no one pushed me to the limit. They're sweet. Here's another thing. They put their hands all on you. They grab you. I put my hands on them, take pictures. I never felt once weird about physical contact. That's another thing at cons I do, which we shouldn't because people literally have rings in their noses and tattoos on their neck. So you think all bets are off, but you know, it's a very mixed message. When you go to a regular con, it's like, are we allowed to touch or hug? I don't fucking know. But this one, people were just grabbing me. Come here, take a pic. I never thought twice of it. As you know, you'll see. There was a woman called Gropey Grandma. She groped all of us. It was funny. You know what I mean? You know, I never think twice of putting my hand. I put my hand. I took a picture with this woman, and it was like around her waist. I'm like, whoa. And I didn't even think. I'm like, I walked away, and I'm like, I haven't done that forever where I put my hand around a woman's waist for a public picture. Like, that used to be normal. And then at the con, everyone was so comfortable at ChumpCon that I was like, okay. But I'm like, and everyone was cool. Like at other cons, they're cool, but it's all that awkwardness and of like, what, you know what I mean? And it's like, there was no awkwardness, none, which was a massive thing. And there's a shorthand at ChumpCon because it's more intimate. They know the world. They know who we are. So you can say a lot, you know, and they'll get all the inside jokes. It's a very curated thing. Pool party was incredible. Then we go to the live show. And again, this is why Jeff's a genius, because he has actors. He has singers. He has reality TV stars. He has got comedians. He has fashionistas. He has social media influencers. He's got a little bit of everybody. And we all know our place. And he sets us up to win. We all go and do our thing. He sets up the show when it should go. He makes stars out of everyone. There's people that aren't performers at all, and they have their own star, you know, their own shine. And he wants everyone to shine. The live show was just incredible. It was 2.5 hours. You know how hard that is? And it was like fucking insane for 2.5 hours. People were drunk. People were screaming. People were laughing. 2.5 hours. There was, you know, hot chocolate was amazing. The guys at the end were amazing. We get to laugh. Ryan was an incredible host. He kept it going. I mean, he really does have a mix of everyone. Gay, straight, tall, short, black, white, everything. Just like, then we had the after party. That was awesome. We took this whole side of the pool. Then it became a thing where the hotel said it's a liability, so we have to bring people back inside in case people fall in the pool, I guess. So then we went to our section where we're on this risen riser. And it was good, but I didn't want to go in early because I didn't want to sit down and I didn't want to like be too far from people. So I waited outside of it and I just kind of hung out. And I kind of messed up because I could have went in earlier, because this thing, somehow the word got out and we had no security. And it became so packed. So insane. That people, we were jammed. Like, thank God Alyssa had a little section where she could stand and was just above, and there was like wood between her and so like she didn't get crushed. But like, I couldn't even get up there. I was so busy taking pictures with people outside of it that would go in, and they were cool. They would get a picture and they would leave. But usually they would have somebody saying who can come in and who couldn't. I think not just chumps came in because it was our after party. I think regular people came in. I think people recognized Jeff and they just started coming in, or Carney, you know, or, you know, one of the housewives. It was just, it was wild to the point where I took every picture I think that, you know, I gave everyone they wanted. And then I went to the corner and I hid. And then my Ventura chumps came over, my Oxnard chumps actually. And she was like, you need some company. And I sat with this woman and she was so sweet. And I'm like, you know, I'm tired right now. And she's like, yes, I won't bug you. So I'm like, I'm right at my end of my fucking battery here. Like, that was the first night after like 70 hours where I was like, I'm at the end of my battery, honey. I got to breathe. And she's like, okay. And she just chilled. And her friend was there, and her friend was intense, and then she was chill. And then I couldn't go to sleep, so me and Alyssa just hung out all night. We were with Joey for a while, and then Ryan and me had a cigar with Alyssa, probably till 3 a.m. And then I still hung out. And then Alyssa went to bed, and then I went up a little after that, and then we got up, and then we had brunch, and the brunch was just fucking so sick. The best food, high-end food, and this is where it really summed up what ChumpCon is to me. There was a table of like these, and then people were telling their war stories, or this person hooked up with this person, or this person smoked a joint with this person, or there's, you know, Tequila Chump was walking around taking everyone's tequila shots. There's Annette Chump who butted the line, who's hilarious. There's all different types of people. So we had this brunch and it was fucking amazing. And the food was fucking top notch. I don't know if Doug curated it or not, but if he did, thank you, Doug. And at one point, there was these four women and they had the best time. And I look and I'm like, who's the fifth one with them? And it's Carney. And Carney's just sitting there laughing, giggling with these four strangers. Now, these four women have become friends through this universe. Okay, so they left their proper circles and they've created a new circle. And then they met Carney. And Carney's just sitting along looking like getting along with them. They're all kind of in the same kind of floral patterns and Carney happened to be dressed similar. And they're all just laughing. And I'm like, do these women know that they're sitting with Grammy award-winning Carney? You know, the lineage of Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys, the Mamas and the Papas, like literally the surround sound of the wall of sound is Carney. Carney was birthed from, through, and continues to music royalty and an insane talent. And they're all just talking like it's brunch. And that's when it hit me. That's what ChumpCon is. You get your most favorite famous personality, celebrity, or somebody that you recognize through the public eye. You get them at their most intimate. You get them completely raw, unfiltered. And we trust you. That's 100%. We trust you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And I get to, the access that you were getting to different chumps, I was getting because I know some of them. But I feel that I was getting to know them as well. I mean, I sat with Sarah Colonna and her boyfriend, or her husband, excuse me. And I sat with Sarah Colonna and her husband, and I know her kind of through comedy, but I don't really know her. We just picked up like two housewives, just talking our faces off, just got along. It was a vibe. And like now I consider her like there's not much I couldn't tell her, and I don't even really know her, but I know her because I feel her, and that's what it is. ChumpCon is a feeling. And all of these people that were there, I trust them. I trust my fellow chumps and I trust the audience. Not that I don't trust audiences at conventions. Regular cons is where the zoo animals, people are admiring, they're watching, they're taking photos, they're filming you. Sometimes they don't tell you and you're like, did I say something weird? Like you feel like, oh God, I could fuck up here, right? Or ChumpCon, we're all fucked up. And it's an intimate fucking group. And everybody looks out for everybody. So all those women, those 450 women and those few men that were there this weekend, I don't feel there's a picture on their phone. If I didn't one up, they wouldn't delete. I don't feel there's a video. If I said something odd, they wouldn't. I never did because I didn't feel anything bad. I believe any conversation I had will stay intimate with them, or they won't drop my name if I said, listen, keep this between us, because I did that a lot. I don't believe they'll share any of that. I don't believe there was any infiltrators there. Everyone wanted goodwill, no ill will. How Hollywood used to be. You made great art, great pop culture, Americana, and people bathed in it. They enjoyed it. They loved it. I don't want to say they worshipped it, but they wanted to be a part of it. And now, in the last 20 years, with the rise of social media and camera phones, they want to, their pieces, let me take something out of it, expose something about this person. Sometimes it's worthy of it, and they're bad people, and other times they're not, and you fucking make a mountain out of a molehill, and then I'll get my shine. An ugliness. It's getting shine through ugliness. There was no ugliness this weekend. There was just pure love and adding. And that is the difference. I feel very, very safe at ChumpCon. I feel safe at other cons, but you don't, you know, there's different motives sometimes there. And you're not going to sit at a table with Carney Wilson and have truffle crab fried rice and have Carney just laughing her face off. That doesn't happen normally. And her really enjoying it and laughing with you. Or sipping off the same tequila bottle. Those women that came this weekend are in a very special place in my heart, and I know the rest of the chumps' hearts, because it was an energy and a connection that was magic. And you had to be there. And it wasn't about money, you know. Jeff was so generous to us, which I learned a lot. I'm going to talk about it on the show, how it's not about money. He said, you're part of it, and this is what you're going to be paid, and that's it. And he's a very, so fair and so democratic. Like, he's very fair. He's, you know, it's called the Laverne and Shirley. It's favored nations rate, which is very fair. And that's something I'll talk about on his show. But and everybody had their tasks. He says, I'm going to work you. I'm going to work you to the bone. But I never felt like I worked. I felt like, how can we work when everything's being taken care of? You're in a first-class hotel. You're on almost pretty much a private jet. You get private limousine service. And people praise you all day and want to party with you. How does that work? Can someone tell me that? I stepped in shit. Golden shit. Anyway, both worlds are amazing. I did this video to share my appreciation. These worlds are only going to get bigger. I love my other cons. I love this con. Hopefully I'll be a part of it. I know you got to include more people, but man, I'd like to be a regular. And it was beautiful. And anybody who's there this weekend and seeing this, I really appreciate you. I love you. And thank you, Jeff, for making this wonderful adult summer camp and your team. Love you guys. Like, subscribe.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.